heavy objects can be moved in this way. A 3-in-1 haul line like this has been deployed in countless rescue situations. A couple of years ago, a hiker fell into a 75-foot ravine with no other access. Rescuers lowered an emergency stretcher and were able to safely haul him out using this system. The speed with which they were able to get him out and into hospital saved his life.
Okay, we're reaching the sea. Now it's just a question of trying to get out of there.
The ship I spotted earlier has moved on now, but if you hug the coastline, you may come across more signs of shipping.
Kayaking's one of those things you just want to find your rhythm, put it into that zone, and then you can keep going and the time passes quickly there. We used to do so much of this sort of canoeing in the military. You know, just long distance paddling. To be honest, I kind of forget just how hard work it is. It's just a grind. Getting a little bit choppier here. It's actually surprisingly stable, this canoe. That's a port over there. We're only about a mile away as well. If I can reach there, then it's job done.
This tiny country punches way above its weight. It's a formidable landscape that should not be underestimated. And one thing's for sure, I won't be able to look at a boiled egg for quite a while. But finally, I can head home to my family, and that's a welcome thought.